True Education, Chapter 10, God in Nature. On all created things is seen the impress of the deity. Nature testifies of God. The susceptible mind, brought into contact with the miracle and mystery of the universe, cannot but recognize the working of infinite power. Not by its own inherent energy does the earth produce its bounties and year by year continue its motion around the sun. An unseen hand guides the planets in their circuit of the heavens. The same power that upholds nature is working also in humankind. The same great laws that guide both the star and the atom control human life. The laws that govern the heart's action, regulating the flow of the current of life to the body, are the laws of the mighty intelligence that has jurisdiction of the soul. From him all life proceeds. Its true sphere of action can be found only in harmony with him. To transgress his law, physical, mental, or moral, is to place oneself out of harmony with the universe, introducing discord, anarchy, and ruin. To those who learn thus to interpret its teachings, all nature becomes illuminated. The world is a lesson book, life a school. The unity of human beings with nature and with God, the universal dominion of law, the results of transgression, cannot fail to impress the mind and mold the character. These are lessons that our children need to learn. To the little child, nature presents an unfailing source of instruction and delight. And for those of older years, needing its silent reminders of the spiritual and eternal, nature's teaching will be no less a source of pleasure and instruction. The unseen is illustrated by the seen. On everything, they may see the image and superscription of God. So far as possible, children from their earliest years should be placed where this wonderful lesson book is open before them. Let them look at the glorious scenes painted by the great master artist on the shifting canvas of the heavens. Let them become acquainted with the wonders of earth and sea. Let them watch the unfolding mysteries of the changing seasons, and in all his works learn of the Creator. Lay a true foundation. In no other way can the foundation of a true education be so firmly and surely laid. Yet even children, as they come into contact with nature, cannot but recognize the working of antagonistic forces. It is here that nature needs an interpreter. Looking upon the evil manifest, even in the natural world, all have the same sorrowful lesson to learn. An enemy has done this. Matthew chapter 13, verse 28. Only in the light that shines from Calvary can nature's teachings be read aright. Through the story of Bethlehem and the cross, let it be shown how good is to conquer evil, and how every blessing that comes to us is a gift of redemption. In briar and thorn, in thistle and tare, is represented the evil that blights and mars. In the singing bird and opening blossom, in 10,000 objects in nature, from the oak of the forest to the violet that blossoms at its root, is seen the love that restores. Nature still speaks to us of God's goodness. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. This is the message that in the light from the cross may be read on all the face of nature. The heavens declare his glory, and the earth is full of his riches.